Happy Youth Day to everyone. From me and my guest, thank you very much for tuning in. I've been your host, Cholo Chembe, and this has been Spark Break on One Love Radio. Stay tuned to One Love Radio.
Our mission is the proclamation of God's great love and salvation to this generation, shining the light of His love across the city and beyond. This is One Love Radio, inspiring, life-changing radio. From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
To present the main news on One Love Radio, my name is Mombra Tailash. Let's take a look at the headlines. Government says promoting investment in provinces such as Lopula is key to reducing rural-urban migration. Online taxi drivers raise concern over Yango's alleged failure to comply with CCPC directives. In international news, Nigeria's Dangote says will prioritize the domestic fuel market. And in sports, Finland-based Zambian-born goalkeeper Chana Hassan declares Copa Queen's interest. And all the news in detail. Government has strengthened its use of the local financial market to finance national development, with treasury bills and government bonds continuing to attract strong investor support. According to the Ministry of Finance, statistical bulletin for the fourth quarter of 2025, domestic borrowing remains a key pillar of the government's financing strategy. By the end of December, domestic debt stood at over 253 billion kwacha, with government bonds accounting for more than 80% of the total, reflecting a preference for stable long-term financing. Short-term treasury bills also remained an important tool for managing government's cash flow requirements. Local investors, including pension funds and commercial banks, continued to show confidence in government securities, while foreign investors maintained strong participation in the bond market. Financial analysts note that increased reliance on domestic financing helps reduce exposure to foreign exchange risks and supports the development of Zambia's capital markets. Three people have died after a motorbike they were on hit into a stationary tipper truck on the Ndola Mufulira Road. Copperbelt Police Commissioner Mwala Yuyi says the accident happened around 13 hours yesterday near Mitengo Cemetery. Mr. Yuyi says the motorbike rider, who was carrying two passengers, lost control due to excessive speed and rammed into the tipper truck. All the three bodies are in Ndola Teaching Hospital mortuary awaiting postmortem. Government says promoting investments in provinces such as Lopula is key to reducing rural-urban migration and ensuring balanced national development. Lopula Province Permanent Secretary Prudence Chinama Kangwa says the upcoming Lopula Investment Expo 2026 will play a critical role in attracting investments that will create jobs and economic opportunities within the province. Mrs. Kangwa says the expo, scheduled for 20th to 24th April 2026 at Kaole Stadium in Mansa, will be graced by the Republican President Hakainde Hichilema. Featuring on a special interview on One Love Radio in Mansa, Mrs. Kangwa says the expo will market key investment opportunities in sectors such as mining, agriculture, tourism, infrastructure, and energy, among others. The Online Taxi Drivers Association of Zambia has expressed concern over the alleged failure by ride-hailing company Yango to comply with directives issued by the Competition and Consumer Protection Commission, CCPC. Association President Lucas Chanda says the driver's body has been engaging various stakeholders, including the Ministry of Transport and Logistics, in efforts to improve regulations governing the online industry. Mr. Chanda explains that the matter was initially raised with Transport and Logistics Minister Frank Tayali, who advised the association to formally engage The CCPC saw that concerns could be investigated through the appropriate regulatory framework. Following the guidance, he says the association filed a complaint with the commission about 3 years ago, prompting an investigation into the operations of Yango.
They fined Yango about 12% of their total turnover from 2023. So they fined them and they found that Yango is guilty on those accounts. And they gave them an ultimatum of 30 days ultimatum that they must start showing the price to the driver as well as the destination of the client. But that 30 days marked on Friday. And today, as we are speaking, nothing has changed. So we wonder why and how this, you know, arrogance comes from this company called Yango, while up to now they haven't changed anything. We wonder where they are getting these powers of not getting the directives from CCPC and the government as well.
Church News. United for a Strong Foundation President Brian Chisenga Lumbwe has questioned why religious leaders fear politicians, especially the president. Mr. Lumbwe has challenged church mother bodies to identify a presidential candidate that will fulfill the will of the people, as political party structures are disadvantaging others. He says for party leaders to endorse the president is wrong, as it disadvantages other party members vying for presidency, and it sets the stage for violence, harassment and expulsions. Mr. Lumbwe notes that the bishops and religious leaders must inspire and guide people to identify and support transformative leaders by endorsements.
The politicians have an expiry date. And as we see it now, the UPND government's term of the mandate for governing the nation is reached its expiry date. So it is an open forum in which active participation and direction from the church mother bodies will resolve the political problems this country has faced for 61 years. Only if the church mother bodies can give direction to the voters, who have demonstrated that the voters themselves do not have the capacity to identify the right leaders. As such, the idea that church mother bodies should identify presidential candidates.
Agriculture News.
A farmer in Kabwe has urged fellow farmers to start now preparing for the nurseries for vegetables. Mr. Nicholas Kapila says this is the right time as we are approaching the winter season. Mr. Kapila has urged farmers to start preparing for the nurseries so that by the time winter approaches, crops and vegetables are almost ready for selling.
Spinach and tomato doesn't do well during the cold season. If you plant this time, you find that by that time, it's already at fruiting stage. So when it's at fruiting stage, then at least you are short of something. Because what will happen is, when the tomato in June, when they are starting flowering, those flowers will get damaged by coldness, which means that it will be lost. They won't have any fruit. So this is the right time to start preparing for the nurseries, for the vegetables. As farmers, there is no time to waste. We should make it like a professional job where it should be all year round. It shouldn't only be rainy season.
We now take a break. To stay tuned.
Start your day informed.
The Zambian government acknowledges the concerns raised by the ambassador of the United States.
Stay informed.
informed all day long. Catch the latest headlines, in-depth reports, and current affairs that matter to you.
This is the One Love Radio News.
Join us for the news at 6:45 hours.
The Minister of Mines and Minerals Development representing the President.
13 hours.
People should not take the law into their own hands.